This time on Slaughterhouse Princess, Cannibal Ferox. The most violent movie ever made?
Cannibal Ferox. Cocaine, hot pussy little whores, and gemstones.
Welcome to Slaughterhouse Princess, episode 66. I'm Chris.
That was Brett.
And I'm still Troy.
Still. We keep trying.
Yeah.
Nothing worked.
The surgeries haven't taken yet.
It takes time. Probably.
You'll wake up afterwards. It'll be fine.
And Cannibal Ferox.
Enjoy Brazil.
This is my fault.
Cannibal Ferox?
Yep. Because I can't get enough cannibal-themed movies.
Yep. With Chris and his awkward cannibal boners, well, awkward for us.
Not me.
Not him. He's like, man, look at my boner.
Check it out,
I'm like,
bro.
Fucking shut up, man. It's fucking weird.
He's like, I could stab a guy and eat him with this thing.
Like, I know, you've shown me.
That's not even a broomstick or nothing. That's all me.
Weird.
Or a weird chicken worm thing.
That's what he calls it, a weird chicken worm thing.
Yeah. I should work on that a little.
Just choke it for a while to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then the worm thing.
Yeah.
It's all fine. It's a natural part of things.
You're a natural part of a thing.
Debatable.
Read your book.
Well, maybe I will. So we start off in New York City.
New York City?
Get a rope.
Good job, Troy.
Then there's some guy. He was, like, in the hospital or something.
There you go with those clever-ass fucking names again. Some guy.
Oh, that's all right.
Way to put some work into it, Chris.
And he heads to some apartment looking for his buddy.
His broham?
Some whores. Looking for some whores.
His bro, what kind of whores?
Horse whores, I believe.
Horse whores.
No.
Hot-pussied horse whores.
No. You started saying it right, but then you stopped.
And he's looking for this guy.
Chris won't say it.
What are we calling this guy?
Which one?
Michael York.
Yes. Is that what we're calling him?
Michael York. We're good with that for now until I think of something better.
Oh, good. I like when you change it in the middle.
I know. So do the listeners. It makes more sense. More.
His last name was Logan, so that's the best I can do.
More gooder that way.
So a hospital man is looking for Mr. York, heads to his apartment, but instead of Mr. York, he finds some sort of mafiosos or something.
Yep. Damn you, mafiosos.
And they're like, hey, we're looking for Mike. Do you know about Mike? And he's like,
Mike.
I was in a hospital or something, so this is news to me. And it turns out that Mike stole $100,000.
It's $100,000. Where'd my $100,000?
And he didn't have whores, he had horse.
Horse.
One horse.
Yeah.
Which is a slang term for heroin, I believe.
Yep.
The Heron.
Be like, yeah, man, we're going to do some horse.
That sounds fun, right? Needle drugs, sign me up.
Kids, don't do horses.
Either way, Charlie Sheen would not be disappointed.
That's true.
Martin Sheen, though, he would.
He's always disappointed in me.
Yeah. Apocalypse Now.
Quality film, but not what we're talking about.
Read your book!
So the mafiosos, they're all like, hey, look, you're here, we're here, you're gonna run away and tell Mr. York or whatever, so maybe we'll just kill you dead. And they do. They follow through.
He got killed.
I thought he was gonna be the protagonist of the movie, but nope, he gets shot in the first, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah. Turns out that guy, not important.
Yep.
Which is why he's hospital guy.
Yep. And can I say how bad the dubbing is on this
thing? No! You can't, Troy. We appreciate you asking, but no, I'd rather you didn't.
And the dubbing is awful, but it seemed like they were speaking English the entire time, which was weird.
Yeah, I think that it's like an all-Italian cast, basically, so I think they were just...
Papa Scusi.
Speaking phonetically, and then they had someone come in and dub over it with actual American accents.
Yeah, it was weird.
The Beast of Blah Blah Blah.
The like Wire Wolf.
They make him talk.
Wire Wolf.
That kind of ball.
Read your book.
Stop saying that.
Books don't even exist anymore, Brett. Come on.
Yeah, man. This ain't made of no trees, dog.
Chris doesn't exist.
Oh, no. That poses questions.
We'll look for answers in your book! Podcast.
Luckily, we can pick you up on that weird electromagnetic interference thing ghosts can do.
Or you can find us on the Facebooks at Slaughterhouse Princess.
Well, I admire your getting on top of that this time.
I'll get back to my book, because I'm Chris.
It's not a book. No matter if you say book, it's still not a book. Yeah, what I did was I went out and I got the novelization of fucking Cannibal Ferox. Because that's the thing that exists.
I like it when he retaliates.
But see, Chris is fancy, so he got the deluxe collector's edition made with human skin.
Yeah, fancy books, come on.
Yeah. I don't want some chintzy paperback novelization of Cannibal Ferox. I want something nice I can pass down to my kids. So they'll be like, what the fuck, Dad? What the fuck?
It's a book! This is what he said was a book! It's all I know!
So then,
read your book.
In the movie, not in this delightful fantasy world where novelizations of Cannibal Ferox exist, the detectives are on the scene of this gruesome murder because I don't know, they insisted on 28 minutes of this movie revolving around some kind of cop shit going on in New York. Don't know why.
We're at New York.
I swear the only reason was because there was New York scenes in Cannibal Holocaust.
But we're at New York.
I would not be surprised.
Because this came like, what, 2 or 3 years after Cannibal Holocaust?
This was 81, so yeah.
81. We're about to New York, though.
New York City.
New York City?
Yeah.
Can't get a rope.
God.
But, honestly, I think you know, after the financial success that was Cannibal Holocaust, that, you know, they're like, oh, we must make all these cannibal movies to cash in. And they must have scenes in New York.
Yeah, I did remark on that when it started, like, starts the same good. Good, good, good.
I was a big fan
same footage of New York, different music.
I like the sweet audio that always kicked on when they were in New York.
How the punches sound like somebody popping a paper bag?
Yes.
That's what all the punches I've thrown sound like.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
But enough about New York City and murder.
New York City?
Yes, yes.
Get a rope.
Perfect.
To hang the murderers.
We take off to Colombia?
Bogota?
Colombia.
Somewhere not Bogota, because that's where they came from.
And we meet up with the people.
Alex Rogan.
The guys.
Alex Rogan.
The main guy.
Uh-huh.
The slut.
That's great. Yep. That's real classy.
And Alex Rogan's sister wife.
Other broad.
So we got sister wife. We got Alex Rogan.
Oh, sister wife one.
What? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I was saying other broad, but
we're going to go sister wife.
For now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was confused as to what her relationship has to Alex Rogan.
Well,
you see,
that way you'll know which one's the slut and which is the other broad.
Oh, that cleared it up.
Yeah.
Helpful. Anyway, they're off to go venture down the Amazon to prove sister wife's thesis for her doctorate about cannibals and how they ain't no such thing as no cannibals.
Nope.
Dummy.
They're like Eskimos. They're made up.
Yeah. Eskimos ain't real.
They're extinct.
I never met no Eskimo. Ergo, not a real thing.
Yes.
They can't see me nodding. They don't know what my opinion is.
They do now. So, they decide they're gonna get all, up in this rainforest to go check out some...
Yeah, up in the
city
rainforest.
City or something? Village?
Some village that no one apparently has heard of.
So they're like,
oh, wait, did she,
Slutty's very dirty.
Fuck the guy for a shower yet?
Yeah, and there may or may not have been sexual favors traded for a shower. It's hazy, I'd say.
No, it's not. That's what we've been talking about the whole time.
Well, not the whole time.
She fucked that dirty guy for a shower.
She probably did. I can't swear to it. They didn't show it. It's heavily implied.
Yeah.
That she may or may not have given the guy a rusty trombone to take a shower.
Chris.
So off they go to find a place that may not exist.
Yeah.
To prove that cannibals aren't really a thing.
Yes.
Yes.
They take along various necessities, like a Jeep, 1,000 bottles of whiskey.
They did declare they have 1,000 bottles. The taper.
A tape here, yes.
What was the rope tied around, Chris?
The tape here had a rope tied around its dick. I don't know why, but that's where it was.
Well, hey. If you're gonna control a dude, his dick is a good way to do it. So.
Tie his dick!
I mean, I've never had a tape here, but I'd imagine they'd be much more docile.
I've had like 4 or 5, and I always tie them by the dick.
Well, obviously.
To each other.
It's a real tape here centipede.
It's free and it's fun to watch on a Saturday morning, you know, with the kids.
It's very animated, that's for sure.
Daddy, tapers all trying to run away again? From each other's dick.
Shut up and watch.
Why
the
is
tapers?
It so funny? Read your book.
So anyway, we got tapirs being led around by their penises.
We got Jeeps. Now he says penises because we're fucking fancy
and liquor.
Yeah, 1,000 bottles.
Liqueur.
Batteries and a first aid kit.
Yeah, because you never know. If a tapir and 1,000 bottles of whiskey can't fix it, maybe
with
batteries will help.
Around its penis, says Professor Science.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to get so scientific there.
He's got the college learnings.
Yeah.
Oh, you think just because you're not 2 weeks into your college education at 35 that you're smarter than me, huh?
No, I actually thought that well before I started going to college, to be honest.
That's true. All of that's true.
So, off they go into their magical adventure for some reason. Because doctorate.
For science!
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, science.
They get the Jeep stuck because they're fucking stupid.
Okay, did anyone else notice there's a winch on the front of the fucking Jeep, and at no time did they ever try to pull themselves out of the shit they got stuck in?
I like the part how the actress really accidentally threw the taper out of the Jeep and then it was all of a sudden on the back of the Jeep.
That was pretty great.
She's like, oh fuck, the camera's on, throw the taper.
Watch out, there's an iguana in the road, throw the taper off the side.
And I don't know if they used the real animal noise or just made one up, but they included a noise for the taper, like, around.
That's how you do right
it's
away.
An iguana, throw the taper. If I had a nickel,
this movie lets you know right away that they only believe in the philosophy of one take.
I would have $46.
So they get the Jeep stuck through stupidity, generally, and they grab their
fuck you mud.
I love at one point they're like, "Should we go on?" Like, I don't know, let's flip a coin, because, you know, it's the lady's, like, doctoral thesis is at stake. We'll just flip a coin and see if she gets her doctorate or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, we flew all the way out to the goddamn Amazon, and now we've ridden a
boat. Stuck in the mud 9 times, threw a taper.
Ridden cheap, got a taper attached by the dick to a rope.
Let's flip a coin on all of this.
Maybe it's time to turn back. We're not in too far on this. I'm just saying, when you got a taper with a dick rope, maybe it's too late to turn back. I mean, decisions have been made.
If I had a nickel. Has the taper been tied up to the stick yet?
Nope, we're getting there.
That comes really soon, though.
Yeah, don't worry. There'll be plenty of time for animals getting killed in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, more often than not by other animals, at least.
Yes.
Created that taper, man. He didn't even have a chance. We'll get
to
that
also
later.
Also, like Cannibal Holocaust, they had to include a turtle being killed.
Yeah, I noticed that too. It's not a full-fledged cannibal
you noticed
movie.
It? How would you miss it?
You gotta kill
not
a turtle.
Not looking at the screen?
Yeah. I do that sometimes when I'm watching the movies for this. Sometimes you get a movie that you just don't want to pay attention to, like The Human Centipede, where you're like, eh, whatever, I don't even give a shit. So now, we're out of the Jeep, we're moving along, we're on foot, we're in the jungle. They, stake out the tape here, you know, so the giant anaconda will eat it.
Yep.
Because the tapirs have buns.
And the anaconda definitely wanted some. And
I like seal.
Wait, what? Hold on. Like the animal or the musical artist?
The song in the Batman movie.
The one about roses or something?
Yep.
Yeah, Kiss from a Rose.
How he didn't like roses or big butts.
I feel like you don't know what that song is, but that's probably fine.
Sir Mix the Seal.
I thought Kiss Me, Kill Me, Love Me, Thrill Me would be more a Brett's alley, but...
Oh, man, I like Slayer.
The U2?
U2 and Slayer are similar.
They are. They both have people.
Yeah,
it's true.
They play musical instruments.
And it's not country music.
We're all the same on the inside.
Okay, that's lame, but whatever.
Read your book!
So now we're treated to a tasteful scene of a tapir getting eaten by an anaconda.
Which takes forever, and at any point they could have grabbed the giant machete they were using to cut their way through the jungle to just cut the fucking head off of that snake, and they would have had the tapir to use as bait again, and they would have had dinner.
And sometimes Chris says tasteful during this podcast, it may be sarcastic.
No.
But then the last starter fighter is like, no, there's nothing we can do.
I think that what really stuck out to me in this scene was when the guy, the last starfighter guy says, well, it could have been us. And all I was thinking was, what, you're going to tie somebody to a fucking rope so it ain't a condom? What do you mean it could have been us?
All right, Slutter sister wife, it's one of you.
Yeah, I think you attach Slutty because if anyone's good at attracting snakes, it would be her.
Trouser snakes.
So they're
good for shooting, I hear.
Blood ejaculate.
Bite jobs.
So anyway.
Suicide boner.
Let's try to get suicide to the movie boner. For a minute, if we can.
Well, back to your book?
Just for a minute.
Okay.
Books.
So off through the jungle they go after sacrificing a tapir to the mighty, mighty anaconda gods. And they meet up with,
They tied it up and let it get ate by a snake.
Yeah, that's sacrificing it, I'd say. Cool awkward pause, bro.
Yeah, what they do? They start hiking back through the forest.
And then they meet up with the old...
They just, like, look over and some dude's, like, eating grubs in the jungle.
Yeah,
like, just... weird sores on his face. No
just, like,
deal.
Chilling, like, hey, what's up,
they're
guys?
They're just grub-eating sores, it's fine.
What's up, white people? I'm eating these grubs.
You want one of these 3-pound bugs? They'll give you these wicked sores on your face.
Yeah, if there's anything I learned from this movie is that being a cannibal involves sitting around a whole fucking lot.
That one guy ate a butterfly.
He did.
Yep.
For luck
for
or
good
something.
Luck. Yeah.
Just like me every day before work, I catch and eat a butterfly. I'm like, man, this is poisonous. I'm ready for work.
So now in the jungle, we meet up with Mr. York and his buddy, Joe. I just was going to call him
Asshole
Joe.
Asshole Joe!
Because that's like the most generic-ass name
Joe,
we could have gave him.
He's an asshole.
And they're like, oh man, you wouldn't believe it. The Portuguese guy got his dick ate by these cannibals. We should get out of here.
And they're all like, what?
What? And they're all...
Meanwhile, Alex Rogan grabs his crotch and's like, oh no!
Like you do. And they set up camp for the night. But in the night times, they take some time out, you know, they do a little coke.
Like you do when you take a time out.
And Slutty runs off with Michael Yorgit to do whatever it is she does.
To get filled with penis.
Okay. I assume butt stuff, but maybe that was just me.
Right in the butt.
And the next day, they realize that sister wife's gone missing. And old Mr. York decides that he's going to save her because she fell into some kind of hole trap. And she's trapped down in this hole with the deadliest predator. known to man.
Injured baby pig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's so threatening because he's so afraid for his life. He wants all this motherly warmth from me, and I don't want to give it. It's he's being mean. Kill it.
He's trying to suckle on me. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, he's trying to cling on to life here. What's his problem?
And so Mr. York's like, don't worry. I got this. I'm going to
Mr. York's Matthew McConaughey?
Sure. Whatever makes you feel better, I guess.
Matthew McConaughey?
All right, fine. Matthew McConaughey, whatever.
Well, that's what makes me feel better.
So Matthew McConaughey apparently now kills this... yeah, because Brett's feelings are really important. So Matthew McConaughey kills a pig in a hole to save sister wife
from being afraid of an injured pig.
But first he was going to shoot it, and he's like, no.
That's fast and humane. I don't know about that.
Yeah, let me stab it a few times instead, because I like to torture things from on
occasion. Let me go ahead and slowly gut it after I probably do some more cocaine off camera.
And then they're like, hey, what should we do?
Have you ever killed a pig not hopped up on cocaine?
Nope.
Me.
I can honestly say I have never killed a pig not on cocaine. Pig, whatever.
I've never killed a pig either because I don't understand.
That's fair. They're inanimate. It's really hard.
I'll show you sometime. Inanimate. Good. I need to know.
So Matthew McConaughey is like, what we need to do is head back to this village, right? Because that's a thing we should do. And they see the mutilated corpse of the Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
The old spike ball.
That happened earlier. It was unimportant.
Yeah.
Wasn't in your precious book.
Nope. I gotta keep this moving, man.
Quit stalling.
So yeah, Portuguese guy without a dick.
Yep.
Or skin or muscle.
He's just
attached to a pole.
He's in a bad way.
Movie ain't for Nick.
Fair enough,
yeah. Jordan.
Well, no, he gets a little bit later.
Yeah, they're all just cut off, though.
Oh, they're still there. So while in the village, we're treated to a delightful coke-filled scene of boob rubbing.
Yep.
There's cocaine and some, I guess, nipples.
And we're treated to one of my favorite parts of the movie, the phrase, hot pussies, little whores.
Yep. I'd mentioned that earlier.
Matthew McConaughey also referred to the women as twats throughout the entire movie, which, he was a classy dude.
He is classy. When he's not doing cocaine and...
Women do like to be called twats?
Oh, they love it. That's...
At least it's not the C word.
Catapult?
We're gonna go with that. Not even I'm gonna cross that line.
Ba-da-ba-da.
So, after, some cocaine and some boob rubbing, old Slutty and Michael McConaughey, or whatever.
Michael McConaughey.
Whatever.
Matthew
York K.
Michael McConaughey.
He's all like, hey, it'd be cool? We should go out here and, kill people and stuff.
Hey, you see those two people? Let's kill them.
They're just,
Playing with a turtle.
When he said, hey, do you want to do an Indio girl? I thought he meant threesome. But that's not what he meant at all.
he meant
kill those living people for being alive.
I also thought the same thing. I was like, all right, this is not where I was thought this was going. But okay, let's get her in here.
I'll allow it.
But apparently he meant let's terrify and stab this girl. But old Slutty even has some reservations about that.
She's like, I don't know, I can't cut her nipple.
And he's like, well, if you can't do it, then I'll just shoot her. And then we're treated to some sweet action choreographed fighting.
Yep.
Where old, the guy whose name I don't remember. What am I calling that guy?
Joe the Asshole?
No, not Asshole Joe.
Michael McConaughey?
He's all dying and stuff.
Michael McConaughey.
No, not Michael McConaughey, the other one.
Alex Rogan. Oh, yeah, with his Oshkosh Bagosh bandana around his neck.
No, let's fuck him up. Let's go with Oshkosh.
Good.
The last Starfighter, but...
The last Oshkosh.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Can we just stick with something?
Something.
Good Lord.
Bagosh.
Okay, so...
Oshkosh.
Oshkosh, then. Fine. Oshkosh fistfights Michael McConaughey. Because I'm sticking with that now.
Good.
Because he shot the poor girl who was just like, hey, maybe don't kill me. And he's like, what a bitch. I can't stand for that.
Let's give the girl a name. We'll call her that girl that got shot.
Uh-huh. All right.
I don't know. That's a bit of a stretch.
That's entirely too easy for me to remember. Thank you.
We might confuse someone with that.
She'll come back at the end.
And,
fine.
Michael McConaughey ends up getting the upper hand on account of he's got a gun. They go back to check on Asshole Joe, who has been dying in a hut this entire time.
Yep.
And Asshole
Joe... Boring, dying in a hut.
Gives him the skinny. He's like, look, that totally convincing story that sounded like bullshit I gave you earlier, it was kind of bullshit.
What?
What?
What really happened?
What a twist.
Was me and Michael McConaughey...
What a twist.
We're chilling at the dock back at the city, and we met up with one of these... What?
What city?
I don't know, man. It was a Monkey Island or something.
Oh,
I don't remember.
The other city.
Yeah. Not Bogota.
Not Bogota. He's like, we met up with this guy, and he was showed us how he had these emeralds, and he said there was a bunch of them, so we were going to go find the emeralds, and then
gemstones.
Gemstones.
Because that's what I said in the beginning, remember? Cocaine.
Uh-huh. No, that's good.
All that. Gemstones.
Wraps around. I like it.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing.
So are we doing, like, what, Romancing the Stone next? Is that what we're doing then?
Yep. Next week, yep. Romancing the Stone, because fuck horror movies.
Romancing the Stone is scary.
It is terrifying.
I don't like Michael Douglas. He's unsettling.
It does have the devil's heart in it, so, you know, sounds pretty horrific.
It sounds that way. Plus, it's just not a good movie.
No, it isn't. It's bad.
Regardless, we're on the quest for gemstones now, for jewels, a bag of jewels.
Yes. Three whole uncut emeralds.
But I don't want jewels.
No, keep going. I want to hear the whole thing.
Nah, nobody else will get it.
That's alright. Anyway, gemstones. So old asshole Joe.
Asshole Joe.
And Michael McConaughey basically force these people into slave labor looking for gemstones. They can't find any gemstones.
So they kill them.
Yep. Michael McConaughey does a bunch of coke. Mutilates a guy attached to a pole.
Where's my killing powder?
Poor asshole Joe, though, didn't know what to do. He was powerless to stop him with his 12-gauge shotgun while he was defenseless.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of gives a new meaning to coke dick, though.
He was just jealous.
Get coked up, cut some guy's dick off.
My penis doesn't even function correctly anymore. This is bullshit.
Cut it off.
If mine doesn't work, yours won't either.
But asshole Joe just basically says, look, Michael McConaughey, he's a real fuck shit. He kind of, like, mangled a guy, and now everybody's kind of mad and stuff. And I'm probably going to die anyway, so I'm going to tell you guys this. So then old Oshkosh and sister wife are like, oh no, we better go look for the others. But the others are gone to places.
Yep.
They took the shit and ran. Including the compass and the, like, $5,000 she kept with the map.
Yep, that's what I said to Chris. Keep all your resources together. That way, in case you get robbed, you're fucked.
It's called a go bag.
I just want to know what happened to the 998 bottles of whiskey they still had left.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I find time for 900 bottles of whiskey.
Hey, in Poultrygeist, the Indians drank it.
Yikes. Troy. He's right.
Chris.
What? I didn't write that goddamn travesty.
Brad.
Okay, that's fair.
Toby.
He's in the other room.
Okay.
Troy's dog.
Leia. Her name is Leia.
So now, we've got the whole story about how the cokehead guy, Mike McConaughey, kind of a dick, turns out.
Who would have thought?
Always figured.
And, at this point, the rest of the tribe shows up, not very happy about what's been going on in their absence.
Yeah.
They, strap old Mike to a pole on account of they're going to remove his genitals.
They cut off his ding-dong.
His ding-dong is no more.
Yeah, apparently the Indians follow Hammurabi's code.
An eye for an eye. A ding-dong for a ding-dong.
Slut gets the old boob hooks.
Not yet. Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, I just got excited about the boob
hooks. Spoilers!
God.
I'm sorry.
Try looking at a book next time. Maybe you'll know. Try the novelization of Cannibal Ferox. So, Mike McConaughey getting his ding-dong cut off.
Ding-dong. Yep.
The rest of Team Jerkass.
But they eat the ding-dong afterwards.
And cauterize the ding-dong whole.
Yeah.
For optimum.
See, he got it better than Castle Freak. At least he got his ding-dong hole cauterized.
Castle Freak grew up to be a fine, strapping young man.
With no ding-dong.
With no ding-dong.
And his face covered.
He did beat a prostitute to death with a shackle, though.
He sure did.
But enough about movies that I like more than this one.
Enough about last week. Let's get on to something else.
Enough about better movies.
So the indigenous people put them all in some boats, and they head off to another village, I guess.
Yep.
Where and they...
And Alex Rogan comes up with a brilliant plan.
I like this plan. I like this plan of, when this boat hits land, fuck you, I'm out. I felt like that was a good plan.
Hey, sister wife, fall out of the boat, thrash around and make a lot of noise, and I'm just gonna run like hell, because...
Beep, fishy from...
That'll save all of us. Somehow.
So long, dicks!
I can live for a while with all this blood coming out of my dick hole.
No, it's a different guy, idiot.
Quit changing the names.
I didn't change the names. You changed the names.
I said Alex Rogan. It should have been Oshkosh.
Fine. Whatever.
Thank you, Jesus Christ. Troy.
I'm so confused. I don't even know what I'm trying to say anymore.
Oshkosh.
So Oshkosh runs off into the jungle.
Don't mess him up when we're talking about Alex Rogan.
He somehow or another manages to impale himself on a tree in the kneecap.
I thought he fell into some kind of pit trap or something.
Weird
that
ass
set up.
Tree.
But no, he's just a fucking klutz.
Yeah, so he hides in the Amazon River and gets.
That's the best place to hide.
Yeah, let's see. I have a bleeding wound on my leg. The best thing I can think of is to go into the Amazon River.
Yeah, there's all those barracudas and 100-pound snakes and parasites.
There's no apex predators in the Amazon River. This should be safe.
Oh, and I love the dramatic cuts between, like, his face and some random fish swimming around in murky water with, like blood in the water. And they're just swimming around. And then they cut back to his face. And then back to the fish. And then he starts screaming.
They're like, see what he's doing here? Dumb.
Like, one 2-inch long fish attached to his leg kind of flopping around. And he's screaming like they're, like, eating all the flesh off of his leg.
Yeah, and then the fish magically vanished, and it was a leech.
Yeah, it was. That was not the best part of the movie.
And he's all like, hey, guys who are going to kill me anyway, I got this leech thing. Maybe you can help me out? And they're like, dart you in the sternum with poison? Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, we had these blowguns this entire time.
We're pretty sure that's what he said.
I will admit,
this time we wanted to.
I like the fact that whenever they were yelling in English and they cut back to the tribesmen, they all had this look on their face like, dude, I don't know fucking English. Like, seriously, what the fuck? I live in the fucking Amazon rainforest, idiot.
I will say, one thing I liked about the villages is that since all the villagers were about a foot shorter than the rest of the cast... Everything was a foot too short for the rest of the cast. They had to keep ducking to go through doors, ducking to go under anything. It was kind of, I was like, at least that's a nice touch. I'm not sure if they meant to do that, but...
Cannibal Ferox really has an attention to detail. Like,
yeah.
30% of the time.
28.6.
So now we're back at village number 2, and we've got dead Oshkosh. Some kind of volcano mound prison cell in the middle that we put Sister Wife and Slut in.
Yeah.
We put old
Mike McConaughey.
Yep, he's in some kind of ground cage.
Almost a boner jinx.
Not this time. Maybe next time.
I'm pretty sure he could have just pushed up with his hands.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it was secured especially well.
Put this bamboo over him.
Yeah, I thought they could put weights or something on it. But no, it's just this, like, kind of rickety-looking thing.
Maybe, like, some of them sat on it or something.
I don't know.
And we're treated to a musical number that the ladies sing while in the volcano.
Something, yeah. Something, we're gonna die.
Red River Valley.
We're gonna die.
One of my favorite songs.
From the...
I don't know how many times I've heard song title, and it really moved me with the appropriate emotion for the nature of the song.
Yep, you and your appropriate emotions.
The inappropriate boners.
Sometimes.
All times.
Sometimes they're needed.
So, night falls, and old Michael McConaughey makes his daring escape by digging out of the dirt.
Yeah, like, oh, well, it's all muddy dirt. I'll just scoop it out of my way.
And he, gets out, kills a guy.
Does some coke, and kills another guy.
Does some coke. Cuts the rope that they were gonna let old, sister, wife, and slut out of the volcano prison with.
Yeah.
And just kind of hoot hollers at him. I don't know why.
Pretty much just gives him, like, two fingers, you know, gives him, like, a double finger. Just like, fuck you, bitches, twat. I'm out. Yeah, fuck you, twat, I'm out.
And as all this is transpiring, some jerk from New York has showed up and is now in an airplane circling around looking for these idiots.
And the wife keeps yelling at the pilot.
Yeah, and they're like, just keep aimlessly circling around the rainforest. We'll find them eventually.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, it's the Amazon. How big can it be?
Yeah, it's not a super dense jungle or anything.
It's not like the longest river in the world or anything.
Barely ultra dense.
So old Mike McConaughey, he's like, hey, I'm down here. You can probably see me in this goddamn jungle. But they don't. The tribesmen catch up, and they decide that he's done fucked up, so it's time to take a hand.
Yep, they put him in a zombie-killing table.
What? Seriously, slow clap?
The hand.
Oh. Alright. I guess. So they cut off his hand in the jungle, take him back, and then things go poorly for everyone.
Yeah.
We got the head table.
Okay, so for a group of people who weren't cannibals before, you know, Michael McConaughey decided to murder all of them, they had a very elaborate table that stuck the top of his, like, just the, you know, forehead on up.
Now, wait, let me stop you right there. You don't have a braining table?
No, I've only, like, been in my house for, like...
This podcast is over.
A couple years now. I've had time to build myself one yet.
Oh.
You can't get a store-bought one, like, from IKEA or something. That's just not...
No, they just fall apart.
I go with my artisanal braining tables.
Only the finest artisanal brain tables are allowed in my home.
Gothic or contemporary?
Not even either. It's handcrafted. It's one of a kind, man. You can't just classify it.
Press board?
It's unique.
Press board? Please. What am I, some kind of heathen?
Yeah, so I have to go out into the forest, cut down an oak tree, drag it back to my house
with your teeth.
And then use an adze to shape it into a proper braining table.
That's how you know you're doing it right. All hand tools, no power tools.
Did three people die while making it?
At least.
Okay.
That was just getting the wood back. Let's not even get into the adze.
That was just negotiating over the tree.
Then you have to season it. So.
It'll be a 5 braid table when you're done.
Yeah, I was kind of building a whole other story in my head where they actually have a zombie problem in the Amazon, and that table is designed for killing the zombies.
Reasonable.
Or eating brains of Mike McConaughey.
Which they do. They feast on his delicious, delicious brain meats. And now we're just down to sister, wife, and old slut. And they decide the best thing to do with old slut is to stick hooks through her boobs and suspend in the air till she dies.
Yeah.
Dignified.
Which, while poetic, was still gruesome.
And,
we're hot.
After all this, one of the tribesmen decides that he's going to let old sister wife go because of reasons.
Yeah, the funny thing is, I think that's the tribesman that Slut saved earlier in the movie. But he, I guess he decided that sister wife was more worthy of saving than Slut, even though Slut saved his life.
And she gets led off into the jungle by this guy who gets killed by some sort of booby trap.
Booby.
I know, right?
That his own people laid. You think he'd be like, oh yeah, but I remember there's a trap here. I should just step over the rope.
This is trap number 37.
And sister wife faced that dramatic moment where she grabbed the knife and was like, am I going to have to just start killing some bitches to get out of here? Or am I going to just hope for the best and not become the monster that we've made these people?
Nope, eat people. Fuck it.
No, she didn't. She opted for rolling around in the mud until monkey poachers saved her.
Yeah. Help me.
And the day is saved.
Ta-da.
And she goes back to New York, old sister wife, to get her doctorate and a gold medal for lying on her doctoral thesis.
And she's broken.
Yep.
Yeah, she can't. I'm not quite sure how she defended her thesis because she can't speak, apparently. She's like, I'm practically catatonic.
And we're left with the question, are we really the monsters here? Or the answer is no.
Monsters.
Not really. I don't think so.
Chris is a monster.
And that's kind of Cannibal Ferox, I don't know. Hit or miss.
More or less.
Cannibal Fricks.
Cannibal Fricks, sure.
Cannibal Feroxide.
Like for cuts.
Yeah. Yes. It keeps you.
It boils the flesh out.
It keeps you from getting those nasty infections like Asshole Joe got.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
Anybody want to start off on their feelings on Cannibal Ferox?
I thought it was pretty okay. It was about as good or bad as Cannibal Holocaust. I could have had less animal killing.
Yeah, I know. Brett does not like the killing of animals.
Yeah, gee whiz, I guess I'm just a big softy.
Weirdo.
Yeah. Some kind of weirdo don't like to watch animals get hurt and tortured on film. Jeez,
who
Brett.
Had empathy.
I didn't.
Empathy? And Brett? What?
Empathy? What? That's some M. Night Shyamalan level shit we're doing.
Well, I'll let you two animal murderers discuss it.
Okay. I guess I'll consider that a throw to me.
And Troy's like, wait, I'm an animal killer. All right.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. I liked Cannibal Holocaust better. This was almost the same movie. So, watch Cannibal Holocaust. Don't watch this. Unless you really like cannibal movies, and then watch Cannibal Holocaust, then watch this.
Then watch Ferox. Animal Murderer 2.
Oh, I guess that's me now, huh? All right.
There's nobody else down here.
I will agree with Troy. I think Cannibal Holocaust was the better of the cannibal movies I've seen. Cannibal Ferox,
if you watch one and like it enough, you'll probably just want to watch the other one because you're fucking broken in the head.
I will admit that there was at least it seemed like there was a reason for Mike McConaughey to be a dickhole the entire time, what with all the coke and all.
And the greed.
Yeah. When Cannibal Holocaust, they're just kind of like, woo, we're crazy!
Yeah, we're going to burn their house. Yeah, rape them.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, Cannibal Holocaust, though, the backstory was that these guys had fabricated another documentary, basically, so that they could be famous. And they're like, oh, we'll just fabricate another one. It'll be fine. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, that's true. I would say, much like Cannibal Holocaust, my recommendation is, if this sounds like a thing you're into, you'll dig it.
If you're not, you won't.
If you enjoy liberal guilt, watch these movies.
Yeah.
Isn't there a third movie made by the same guy, kind of along the same lines?
This is a different guy.
His last name is almost my last name, actually.
I like the fuck you, Brett smile that Chris gives me whenever he knows that I'm wrong.
That's true. Which is a lot, I'll be honest.
It is.
Well, his mom did say that his face would stick that way if Brett was just always wrong.
And she was right.
He's like, man, I'm Chris Reynolds. I'm right about it. Watch.
No, there's a... I only know Jungle Holocaust is in the same...
I think that's the one that I was thinking of.
As the Cannibal Holocaust. Wait, I don't know what the third one is.
I don't... Okay, Skype fucked up for a second. What kind of Holocaust did you say?
Jungle.
Jungle Holocaust is also part of, like, the Cannibal Holocaust trilogy, as it's known.
Damn. Because I was hoping you said Juggalo, because that would have been awesome.
I could get on board with the Juggalo Holocaust. I take part in that shit.
IRL.
I would just paint my face up and be one of them. Day two, they still haven't realized that I'm not sure how to take ketamine.
You're poisoning all the Faygo.
Take that, man. Idiots.
Somebody needs to get this done.
I would kill all of the Juggalos to get the emeralds. That's all I know.
What about the Juggalettes?
Yeah, probably.
I just want a story credit. That's all I ask.
No problem. I just,
Juggalo Holocaust.
I'd say if you're into the whole
like
kind of...
Like Big Money Hustlers?
No, like Big Money Rustlers, because I like a Western.
Gross.
What, that I know that there's more than one ICP movie, or...?
That you like Westerns.
No way, dude.
Wait, there is more than zero ICP movies?
Oh, yeah, Big Money Hustlers, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's Big Money
Magic,
Rustlers.
Magic Ninja what?
Oh, God.
I mean, I know there's a comic book.
No, man, Big Money Hustlers. And Rustlers, apparently?
Yeah, it's a cowboy movie about Juggalos. I'm not even making that up. That's a real fucking thing.
Please tell me they paint the horses' faces.
No.
Oh, man.
Nope, the horses weren't allowed to hide. They had to be known they were on it.
Oh, man.
I have seen Big Money Hustlers, but I have not seen Big Money Rustlers. I only know of it.
You should do a podcast on that one.
Of Big Money Rustlers. It's terrifying, yeah, but not intentionally.
Did they go chicken hunting?
No, see, Brett, we're a horror movie podcast, not a horrible movie podcast.
You're a horror movie podcast.
So, Cannibal Ferox, watch it, or don't.
Probably or not.
I lean on the, there's better movies out there, watch those instead, side of this movie.
Like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, if you're only going to watch one cannibal-themed exploitation movie, make a Cannibal Holocaust, is what I say.
If you're going to watch two, watch Cannibal Ferox.
Watch Romancing the Stone.
Or Romancing the Stone.
Did a lot of cannibals, as I recall it, that.
So, Brett, if somebody wanted to make a request to a thing...
No, because we have requests.
How would we know what movie that we're going to watch already?
We have a litany of requests this time.
Yeah.
Thanks to Mr. Green.
I'll lick your knee.
Okay, weird.
You know, no, Brett, stop it. Stop it!
It's not okay. That I have a boner.
Nope. Well, on second thought, it's fine.
Let's say inappropriate boners. It's
so come on, tell him about the movie since he yelled.
So, Mr. Greed has a friend, it seems, named Kylie, I believe is how you pronounce it.
Yes. And we probably don't pronounce it Steve, dumbass.
They threw out a list of Japanese-based exploitation movies, and we picked one. Tokyo Gore Police?
Yes.
Which sounds like fun.
Yeah, sounds totally entertaining. I've heard of a few of the ones they've recommended. But we're going to do Tokyo Gore Police for next time.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds fun.
Japanese exploitation movies, shit, yeah.
Woo!
I just hope there's buckets of blood.
I would be really sad if there wasn't. More than my normal baseline level of sad. So say, Brett, now's when you do the thing you tried to do twice already.
So, Brett, I'd only try to do it once.
You did it way earlier.
Well, that was a joke. The other time was a fuck-up. There's a difference.
Oh.
So, Chris, what if they wanted to find us? On the Facebook at slaughterhouseprincess.com. Or our email is slaughterhouseprincesspodcast@gmail.com. And we're still Slaughterhouse Princess on iTunes. We're not something else. It's Stitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Chris doesn't monitor the Twitter.
I monitor it. Nothing happens.
He doesn't monitor shit.
I don't, like, input text into Twitter, but I know it's there.
You gotta get on there and tweet it.
Tweet to who, though? Like, two people on it?
The Twatters.
The Twatters?
Yeah.
And I think I'm one of them, so that wouldn't do much good.
Tell Troy.
So, yeah. Tokyo Gore Police, my ineffectual Twitter use. All of these things you can look forward to in the coming week.
I'll say a bunch of shit.
And at least Brett didn't tell people to show up at your house this time.
Yep.
That's true.
This time.
Maybe I'll sing a little song.
Sing it!
Everybody else has gone to pee, and now it's just me. And now I'm sad. That didn't rhyme very well, but I'll keep going, because nobody's here to make me stop. Maybe this will go at the end of the podcast, but it probably won't, because I'm in control.